Welcome back. TSN 690, Sean Campbell, take it till 12. Habs lunch. We'll have a lot more on Martin St. Louis' new contract. Ken Hughes spoke yesterday, getting ready for the NHL Combine in Buffalo. We'll hear from both of them as the voice of the Montreal Canadiens, Dan Robertson, will join me from 12 until 1 o'clock. Dennis Bernstein just after 11:30. Was it offside? Was it not offside? A lot of people texting in at 11690 asking, Sean, what did you think of the Cale Makar goal? We'll get to that in about 10 minutes' time. But I'd love to talk a little women's hockey right now. As on the line, we have Isabelle Etche. She has a podcast called Femme d'Hockey. How you doing, Isabelle?
I'm doing great yourself.
Very, very good. Look, I got lots of questions about the women's game. I know that it's a goal of yours to promote it, to make sure that everybody knows about it. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I have Kim St. Pierre coming on the show, so that's always going to be fun. But what is Femme d'Hockey? What is that podcast?
So the podcast is about talking about the human side in hockey and also promote the place of women in hockey. So, yes, it's a woman hockey players and the game, but it's also all those hockey mom women in the business side of it, and making sure then we know a lot about all those woman energy in the hockey game from minor to a professional perspective.
Oh, I like this. Not just, from players, from coaches, from managers, to parents.
And
I always loved it when I played hockey, Isabelle. My mom, she couldn't make every game because my dad moved when I was 13. But when she came, I'd have like an awful game. I'd get in the car. She's like, "You were so good tonight." I was like, "Come on, Mom. I was -3. But I always appreciated the positive support, it was always there, even though I had a rough game.
But you talk about your mom when the comment she was telling you, and probably your father was a completely different way to talk to you about the game. And I feel like it's very important to acknowledge both are very important. And I had the privilege to talk with Amanda Suzuki, Nick Suzuki Mothers, as she came on the podcast. And she talks about a role and how it's important to be there. And she didn't know anything about hockey when she started with the two boys. And then she fell in love with the game, and especially with other women and people and all the guys. So, yeah, it's very different, and it's important to talk about it.
Yeah, she's a personality. I see her out on Twitter. How is Amanda?
She's, so sweet and welcoming and authentic. And, frankly, she's very accessible. She's she knows, and she's everyone, She's a mother who become very famous because of his son, both sons. And she's like, okay, this is part of my life, and my son his job is to play hockey, and is my son, and it's okay. So it's like very normal for her.
We're in conversation with Isabelle Etche. She has the Femme d'Hockey podcast, which covers everything from the women's side in the game of hockey, trying to promote it. And as she just mentioned, she had Amanda Suzuki's Nick's mom on her podcast. She's had Jeff Molson, many players from the Canadiens national team on this podcast. Isabelle, just on that and on women's hockey, I have this conversation all the time. Because we know that you have, and I'm sure these are topics that you bring up. You have the PWHPA, the Players Association from the women. You have the CWHL, which stopped existing. Now in the South, you have the PHF, the Premier Hockey Federation. And it seems like it's been a struggle over the last 2 years to really get one centralized league for all the best women in the world. Why has it been so difficult over the last 2 years? I ask this question so often, and since you talk about this, I gotta ask you.
Well, I don't know the answer, I have to tell you. I've been following all those discussion, and there's, it's like the men's side. We have the NHL, and then we have the AHL. So I feel like the girls, they really want to have this big league, and then another league, then they can provide talent and players to the big league. I know they are working hard on it, and they've been talking to each other, and they decided not to go with only one league, but to keep two separate leagues. So, and I feel we'll have an announcement soon about it. They are still working on it, and now there's a Billie Jean King's foundation part of all the negotiations. So I feel very confident we'll come up with a league with all the best players, so meaning the woman we saw at the Olympics, and also the girls who's playing for the PHF. They are really good as well, we have to say. They just decide another path to continue to play hockey.
Yeah, and the one thing that I have noticed over the last few years, even though the leagues haven't really figured things out because they want to go different routes, there has been backing from the corporate world. Just from the showcases, I've seen that companies are starting to back up these women, and I think that that is a good step to this next step that maybe will be announced soon with a new league.
Yeah, that the company, the NHL, the boys, everyone, and especially we need people to watch the game and not only, talking about it, but also being there and support and making sure they share the news and they are present, because it's the only way we're going to make sure that we have a league.
All right. I know that you also donated $3,000 to the Montreal Canadiens Children's Foundation. How were you able to raise those funds to make that donation through your podcast, Femdockey?
But there's a part of this amount it's come from the sale on my boutique. If you go on fam.hockey, you'll see we have merch, hoodies, and many or socks who we sell it all around the year. So there's a part coming from that. Another part is coming from me, because I feel it's very important to support the Montreal Canadian Foundation. They are doing an incredible job bringing kids into the game, and especially on the side of where people are having a little bit more money trouble, or making sure then they are involved and play, and it's very inclusive. So it's part of what I want to do with the platform. So I feel I had to do something and to be involved in this. Not
yep.
only talking about it, but making a real big move and talking about the fact that we need to support and raise money for those kids.
Yeah, the Montreal Canadiens Children's Foundation is something that is always easy to support. They do great work. They create the game of hockey accessible to everybody. I know I was part of a hockey de rue tournament this weekend.
Last weekend.
Yeah, you were hanging out with Amanda on your podcast. My son got to play a little hockey with Nick Suzuki, so he was excited.
He's a sweet kid, isn't it? No, I saw that, and there's where also Stéphane Richer over there,
yep.
And Daldeno, and a few former hockey player, Canadian players. They were part of this event. They're doing so many events and raising money, and they give back to so many people. So it was important for me to be part of it.
Isabel, where can people find your podcast, Femdockey?
So it's easy, fam.hockey, so fam, single word, .hockey. You can also listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. I have a few in English also, and if you go on the platform, you'll discover also some article and plenty of content in English and French.
I was going to ask if how Amanda Suzuki's French was.
She spoke in English, but she told me off the record, and she has Nick to learn French. She said it was very important for her, and he has to learn, and she was looking for a French teacher for him at that time.
So. Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait for him to break out the French just to surprise the media. He's going to come to training camp fluently bilingual. If he's as good as learning French as he is at hockey, I think it won't be a problem, Isabel.
Yeah, but if you look at the Twitter feed of Amanda and Rudd, who is the father of Nick, they both are tweeting in French.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's a smart way to play it, and I think they do a great job. And bumping into Nick this weekend, I think they raised a pretty good hockey player and a pretty good man as well. Hey, Isabel, thank you so much for jumping on and having this discussion with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll check out the podcast, fem.hockey, Apple, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you want to find your podcast. Isabel Etche. Thank you, Isabel.
Thanks to you.